KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Education says it's saddened by the latest robbery at a rural school in Harwick and does not have immediate funds to replace what was taken. Laptops and IT equipment were stolen from the school this week. The tech was donated to the school by government last month. It was in the hopes of eventually launching a coding and robotics lab. KZN Education spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says the rise in robberies at schools in the province have made it difficult to introduce new subjects to pupils in rural areas. Mahlambi says it's the students who will suffer.
You're going to disturb them now. The practicals, now teachers will teach them only theory. They won't be able to use the gadget.
He's made a plea to communities not to buy stolen equipment.
But if they see such things, they must report them to the police, because instead of topping up, we have to start afresh now when we have any few rands and cents in terms of these gadgets.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has rejected claims that the withdrawal of US funding from PEPFAR has derailed South Africa's fight against HIV and TB. He says patients previously supported under PEPFAR have been absorbed into public clinics and treatment is continuing without disruption. Motsoaledi says despite unfortunate narratives in HIV/AIDS circles that the campaign is collapsing, the real fight against the disease is happening in clinics, not in boardrooms or headlines. The minister briefed the media on the country's progress to mitigate the impact of the funding withdrawal earlier this year.
We wish to confirm today that the fight against HIV and AIDS and TB is in our villages, in our communities and townships, and even on the streets of our country. And that is where our focus is, has been, and as it should be.
And abroad, there's been abrupt confirmation from Russia that President Vladimir Putin will not be attending the first direct peace negotiations with Ukraine in 3 years. The news comes in as Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky lands in Turkey today. The UK's accused the Kremlin of sending low-level officials to today's peace meeting. Zelensky, who is meeting Turkey's leader, says he is not sure if the Russian delegation is capable of making decisions.
The level of Russian delegation is not the highest one. We will be in contact. We will make a decision after a meeting of President Erdogan.
At the same time, Russia's defense ministry says it's captured two villages in eastern Ukraine. That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 25 today, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. Your top story this hour, KZN Education says it's saddened by the latest robbery at a rural school in Harwick and does not have immediate funds to replace what was taken. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.